What up, what up, what up, guys? Hey, if you are looking to enhance your small business and get your name out there, Octown Universe is offering the capability for you to be promoted on the podcast. We'd love to partner with you. We offer monthly memberships. We offer three-month memberships. And we offer yearly memberships or just for a few podcasts. So if you are interested, please email lockdownuniverse@gmail.com. We'll get back to you and we'll be happy to give you some quotes. Thanks so much and enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing awesome and taking care of yourselves. So today I'm doing an audio podcast. My video, well, my computer's just not charged, and I want to do a podcast. I'm not going to wait to do the video, so I am bringing it to you live right now, right here. Any mistakes, any errors are coming along with me. So hey, I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're having, you know, a nice sunny day wherever you are. It's sunny here in the great U.S. of A. So I want to talk to you about a moon railroad. That's right, the moon railroad. Yeah, the moon train. Yeah, that sounds better. It's like money train, only, you know, lunary. So apparently, the United States thinks it's much more beneficial for us to try to figure out how to have a train on the moon than to have a train anywhere else in the States. I don't really get it. I don't understand it. But there's a lot of articles on it. And they're only a couple, like 12 days old. So I just want to look at a couple of these articles and we'll talk about it. So what's interesting about this lunar train right off the bat, you know, and this is a thing that they're creating. This is not a joke. It's part of DARPA. Now you guys know what DARPA is, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. It has a huge, ambitious goal of creating all kinds of defensive measures, ranging from weaponry to defensive capabilities to, offense, defense, shields, the antenna array, HARP. Was a DARPA baby. So, I mean, you know, the HARP that can control the weather and do all kinds of wild things up there in the north. So the first, you know, if we go back, okay, let's take a moment. Let's go back in time to the first U.S. transcontinental railroad completed with a spike hammered into the track in 1869. Okay, that's a long time ago. That's just after the Civil War here in America. And it transformed a nation because it was transcontinental and it goes across the continent. And the same will happen possibly on the moon. So who's doing this? So we're getting an article here off of Mashable, and then we'll go to a couple other articles as well. And I'll go to DARPA's website. I believe we have DARPA's website up here as well, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, Northrop Grumman. So they're the contractor that's developing this, okay? They have all their great contractors, Northrop Grumman. They've got Raytheon. They've got all these different contractors, but they all come down to one thing, and that's defense and offense. So according to Mashable, their title is U.S. is exploring a railroad on the moon for a good reason, or it has a good reason. Well, the defense DARPA, we'll just say DARPA, has begun collaborating with over a dozen companies on a potential future lunar railroad. It's called the 10-Year Lunar Architecture Capability Study, or, this is funny, LUNA, L-U-N, capital A, dash 10. Its mission is to find technologies that will catalyze a self-perpetuating lunar economy. What? Lunar economy? Okay, so apparently the space race is on. So let's take a look at this lunar economy and see what this actually means. So when we're talking about a lunar economy, this goes back to another article that was written in 2022 on Mashable stating that NASA is back in the moon business. So they started shooting up the Artemis mission, which the Artemis mission's whole goal was to go back to the moon and see whether or not it was a viable candidate for anything, for further research or anything else. The commitment to go to the moon, as NASA's associate director stated, the commitment to go to the moon should be seen in the context of going to Mars. So the whole moon colonization idea is just a stepping stone for going to Mars. Now, this is really interesting, right? Because us conspiracy theorists have always thought about the moon as being empty or it's an alien base. Can we really even think about us going onto the moon if it is an alien base? I don't think so, right? We've just been doing podcasts about, you know, the whole movie of Transformers Dark Side of the Moon, where the whole idea of us sending astronauts there in the first place on Apollo 11 with Neil Armstrong was to see the crashed ships up there, to see if there was anything we could retrieve to bring back. Remember, he said on the medical channel, these babies are huge. If indeed the moon is an alien base, what in God's green earth and the moon would we have to do on the moon with a railroad? It's almost as if they're saying, hey, look, we're looking into developing a moon railroad. And, you know, if you just happen to see us up there or you happen to see, you know, surface activity, that's just us. Maybe it's actually a cover story. Well, I guess we're going to have to look into this a little bit further to find out a little bit more. So let's take a look here. Let's pull this up. And the next article, well, the next article talks a little bit more about this potential issue.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So when we're looking at this article, what comes to mind to me is Randy Kramer's Jupiter base, where they had business, commerce going on at the Jupiter space station. Now, this is not a human space station that's orbiting Jupiter. It's an alien one, right? But this Luna 10 is an endeavor that is trying to avoid the go-at-it-alone approach of the 1950s, where all of our astronauts and all of our programs were based on getting the U.S. to the moon first before the Russians. So here we have this, the DARPA Strategic Technology Office, Michael Nayak, stating that one of the critiques about Apollo is we put in all this effort and then it ended. We put in a whole bunch of billions of dollars in spending and never established a lasting presence on the moon or any established growth. We just put our flag up there and gathered some moon dust and that was about it. Now NASA is and global space agencies are trying to develop a relationship. And if we get up there first and we put a moon train up there first and then start to harvest ice and create rocket fuel for even further deep space missions, we might be able to, help ourselves back here on Earth. You know, can we make this valuable to our existence on Earth is exactly what Nayak is saying. So how can they make it valuable to us, right? Are we going to get dollars Bitcoined back to us here on Earth from all of the work that they're doing up there and all of the economy that they're creating up there? I can only imagine Lunar Kmart's going out of business because of Amazon. Boy, Amazon's going to have a hell of a commute getting their products up there, getting them, like some Zone bars or some T-shirts and stuff up there. But DARPA is exploring six areas needed for future moon growth: generating power That's a big one. But they already have infinite power. We know that, so that's not an issue. Communications, which, you know, they probably have Wi-Fi communications, so you don't have to rely on, or I shouldn't say Wi-Fi, I should say quantum communications. So you're relying on quantum atoms. They don't need a line of sight to communicate, okay? So, and then they're talking about construction and robotics, which, you know, we've probably had AI and robotics from the crash at Roswell for over 70, 80 years now. So we've probably made huge strides in that, unless you want to just look at what they're showing us, which is like Boston Dynamics, which has an amazing robot, which is capable of doing, you know, gymnastics on the level of the Olympics. So they're also looking at mining resources, transportation, and market research. So what they're talking about, it's I'd like to believe it, but I just don't, because I don't see a future on the moon. There's nothing harvestable there. It's a dead rock. What the hell are you going to do with a dead rock? Remember when the white man came to America and we kicked all the Indians off? And we put them on reservations. And why do we put them on reservations? The reservations had no harvestable land. That's what you do. That's what you do with non-harvestable land. You just don't do anything with it. Or you, unfortunately, for our friends, my friends, the Native Americans, they put them, you know, right there on this garbage, you know, unharvestable land. So why are we doing this? It makes zero sense. You know, when you think about long-term investment goals, It sounds like it's a cover story to me. DARPA recently chose the aerospace and defense giant Northrop Grumman to create the concept of the railroad. Well, maybe they're just funneling billions of dollars into a program that's not really going to exist, and it just exists on paper. And all that money's really going into some sort of secret space program that we already have in action and already have had in action for decades. But this is the cover story. Or at least that's what they say. I mean, would it be cool to have a lunar train? Yeah, it would be cool. Can anyone out there that listens to this podcast tell me how that's going to help us? I mean, yes, on the planet Earth, it helped us tremendously because we actually have people living here, harvestable, livable planet atmosphere to live in, and it didn't cost extra to live here. Think about millions and probably billions, maybe even trillions of dollars it would take to live on the moon. You have to have oxygen. You have to have a harvestable area. You have to have a plantable, usable piece of land. They don't have it there. It just doesn't make any sense. Let's check out another article. I'm done with this article. You guys are gone. Let's pull up another one here and let's take a look at Northrop Grumman's actual website and see what they actually have to say about themselves and their fake program. So here we go. March 19, 2024. Northrop Grumman has been selected by DARPA to further develop the concept of building a moon-based railroad network as part of the broader 10-year lunar architecture capability study. Yes, so we can utilize the surface of the moon for nothing. But according to Northrop Grumman, it states the study will define the interfaces and resources required to build a lunar rail network, establish a critical list of foreseeable cost, technology, and logistical risks, identify prototypes and demonstrations, analysis of fully operating lunar rail systems, concept design and architecture, explore concepts for constructing and operating the system with robotics. I gotta tell you guys, I mean, and this is not just me talking, this is a lot of people who've worked in the government, worked with you know, scientists in construction and scientists in cooperation with the government, state that we should work on the planet that we already have. Stop trying to go for another planet. We're already here. We can fix some of the problems and try to fix all of the problems with the planet we have here. This planet can regenerate itself if we allow it to. But having a moon train, I don't know, guys. I just don't get it. Let's see. There's one more article I wanted to pull up here and see if.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So You want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
There was anything that made any sense about this whatsoever. So this one, if you guys have ever seen this lady, she's really awesome. She goes by the name Supercar Blondie, and she shows all these awesome cars and has like all these TikTok videos, but they also have a blog on there too. And so they state that the U.S. unveils an ambitious plan for futuristic moon train to revolutionize lunar transport. And they got some cool pictures on here. And exploring the moon has been a big deal for many countries for a long time now. It's as if there's a big competition to see who can learn the most about the moon and use it to their advantage. Well, there is some competition out there. Well, now the U.S. is stepping up their plans, obviously. Is China possibly stepping up their plans? Is that possibly why we would need a train on the moon? My understanding is there is no legal, right to any particular country that they have on the moon, right? We have our flag up there, and I think a couple other countries have gone up there and planted their flag too. Apologize for not doing the research on that, but I'm pretty sure there's a couple countries that have their flags up there now too. Maybe they even kicked over the United States one while they were up there. But nonetheless, it's still weird to me. I don't see countries really needing to get to the moon. I don't see countries really needing to stake claim legally there. And let's face it, just going back to the Native Americans for a second, remember how, people always question whether or not they're doing things legally, whether they're doing things by the law, whether they're doing things right. Well, just think about the Native Americans. What right did the white man have to come and annihilate the Indians and take over their land? Everybody that lives in America, here, myself included, we're not even supposed to be here. So if you go to the moon and you claim that it's yours now, what right do you have to claim it over any other human being? It's interesting when I go for a walk in the forest and I see that, I'm like, wow, this is really cool. Oh, there's trespassing signs here. Oh, I guess I better stop here and go back. Well, isn't it interesting that we own land, that we have land that no one else can, quote unquote, trespass on? Well, aren't we trespassing on the moon then? If we start going up there and saying, this is our area, you guys have to stay over there, China has to stay over there, Russia has to stay over there, India has to stay over there. I just don't see it, man. Is there going to be a war over the moon and stepping rights? Every time I go for a walk and I see a no trespassing sign in random areas, I'm just like, and I get it, right? For actual homes, properties, I get it. You shouldn't trespass on anybody's home lawn or anything like that. But in an open forested area to have no trespassing signs, we're all humans. We're all here just trying to survive and live. There's no reason to have no trespassing signs unless there's a safety issue or somebody's going to get hurt or somebody's doing something improper and damaging what's already there, nature, right? I went for a walk. No trespassing sign. Looked past it. It's just a lake in the middle of nowhere. It says no trespassing. There's hardly a way to even get in there with a vehicle. There's no roads. You could drive into it, but there's only one way in, one way out, and it's all mud. It doesn't look like anybody's really been down there. So why? Why can no one else enjoy this beautiful lake in the middle of nowhere except for one person? No trespassing. Will there be trespassing on the moon? Will there be trespassing here soon on the moon? Will we be trespassing on the Earth's moon? The Earth, the aliens' moon that they already have bases on? What gives...
who has rights over which areas? Because rules and laws start becoming real sketchy when you start killing people and you just start taking over property that should be free, open, and for anyone to go and explore. Moon train? More like fool's train. Don't buy into it, guys. All right. Take care of yourselves. I love you. I'll try to come back with another video podcast. Take care of your physical health, your spiritual health, your emotional health. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Love each other. Love one another. Understand that we're all in this together, man. Nobody's getting out alive. So we might as well try to love each other. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Moon train out. Lockdown universe out. Peace. Go like, follow, share, subscribe. Out.